I'm listening to I know it's a raven outside there, but it maybe it's a baby. It doesn't sound like the it has a different kind of sound. Continuing. Dr. Schreiber doesn't realize that what he is in fact attempting to curb in children are his own impulses. And there is no doubt in his mind that he's recommending the exercise of power, the exercise of power purely for the child's own good. Quote, if parents are consistent in this, from Dr. Schreiber, they will soon be rewarded by the emergence of that desirable situation in which the child will be controlled almost entirely by a parental glance alone, unquote. Children raised in this way frequently do not notice, even at an advanced age, when someone is taking advantage of them, as long as the person uses a friendly tone of voice. And my comment, Miklos Nisley in Auschwitz, a doctor's eyewitness account, shows us to what degree power understands this and applies this awareness of the ease with which it can manipulate us once our psyches have been undermined by control tactics such as these. Recall his observation that every lie from the SS officers was conveyed with smiles and sincere, quote unquote, reassurances. Continuing. I've often been asked why I refer mostly to mothers and so seldom to fathers in Prisoners of Childhood, the drama of the gifted child. I designate the most important caregiver in the child's first year of life as the mother. This doesn't necessarily have to be the biological mother or even a woman. In Prisoners of Childhood, I took pains to point out that looks expressing disapproval and rejection that are directed at the infant can contribute to the development of severe disturbances, including perversions and compulsion neuroses in the adult. In the Schreiber family, it was not the mother who controlled, quote unquote, her two infant sons with glances. It was the father. Both sons later suffered from mental illness, accompanied by delusions of persecution. In the last decades, however, although I was sticking with that word, if we acknowledge that the system, the class system, is in fact not by happenstance, but directed by the global state statesmen, the minuscule few who want to rule ad infinitum, perhaps we would see his delusions as not delusions, but not helpful in any case. So maybe we have to use a different word. Continue. In the last decades, however, there has been an increasing number of fathers who have assumed positive maternal functions and have been able to give their child tenderness and warmth and to empathize with his or her needs. In contrast to the era of the patriarchal family, we now find ourselves in a phase of healthy experimentation with sex roles. And this being the case, I have difficulty speaking about the social roles of the father or mother without resorting to outdated normative categories. I can only state that every small child needs an empathic and not a controlling human being, whether it be father or mother, as caregiver.